Thanks for downloading The Christmas Stocking. I'm Lee Cameron. You're welcome to be part of the podcast. Just go to christmasstocking.wordpress.com or call 1-206-203-3557 and leave a message. Or you can email me at christmasstocking@inbox.com. If you've heard earlier episodes, you've got the idea that the greenery of Christmas goes back to ancient times, partly just to give hope that the dreary winter wouldn't last forever, but there are also special meanings to a lot of the greenery, and that's what we're going to look at this time. Evergreens in general symbolized immortality. It's always good to live longer, right? Back in the pagan times, holly was considered a male plant and ivy was a female plant, which is weird because holly and ivy are both girls' names now. Anyway, in England, whichever was brought into the house first in the winter, holly or ivy, would determine who would rule the household, man or woman. But once they started celebrating Christmas, that couldn't happen before Christmas Eve. I bet there were some interesting Christmas Eve races back then. Also, Druids believed good spirits lived in holly branches. It was often put on doors to drive evil spirits away. Christians gave holly their own special meaning. The leaves are prickly, so they represent the thorny crown Christ wore when he was crucified. The berries are supposed to be Christ's blood. Ivy, on the other hand, is supposed to remind us to cling to God for support. Ivy wasn't allowed by the church as a decoration until the late Middle Ages, when some believed it could help recognize witches and protect against plague. Mistletoe was revered by Druids long before Christ was born. They and the Celts believed that it was magical and aided in fertility. That's probably where smooching under the mistletoe comes from. It could also come from the Scandinavian goddess of love who was associated with mistletoe. Kissing under the mistletoe is supposed to give you good luck and happiness for the following year. Now, mistletoe is toxic, but it was believed to have healing powers, and they're still studying that, by the way. Ancient Celtics used it against infertility, as an antidote for poison, and, of course, to ward off evil spirits. It was also a symbol of peace, and Romans who met enemies under mistletoe would lay down their weapons and embrace. Aww. Poinsettias are popular because of their bright red color, of course. I don't have much ancient history on it, but it was probably used by Mexican Franciscans to celebrate Christmas back in the 17th century. There's a legend about a little boy who was going to visit his village's nativity scene, but he realized he had no gift for the Christ child. He gathered up a bunch of green branches that were lying by the side of the road and laid them at the manger in the church. Other kids laughed at the boy until suddenly, beautiful red star-shaped flowers bloomed on each branch. Of course, the poinsettia has red leaves and no flower, but hey, they were kids. I found some great music by the St. Joseph Catholic Church Choir. They're from South Carolina and they have CDs and even tapes available. Tapes. Aw, that's so cute. And downloads on iTunes, too. You heard one of their handbell choirs earlier playing Pat a Pan. I really like that one. I believe this is their adult choir. It's on the Christmas stocking.
Singing in the choir.
the St. Joseph Catholic Church Choir and the Holly and the Ivy on the Christmas stocking. Pretty appropriate, don't you think? You know what? I think we have time for one more. Carol of the Bells by the St. Joseph Catholic Church Choir. Strange how their bell choir doesn't have a part on that, huh? They do a very cool rendition of Go Tell It on the Mountain that I'm going to try to get on a future edition of the Christmas Stocking. You can download it now on GarageBand.com, though. Download a few episodes of the Christmas Stocking and you'll hear all kinds of Christmas music. And I have some more contemporary ones coming up, both heartwarming and novelty, as well as more traditional songs, too. If you've made any PodSafe Christmas music of your own, let me know at ChristmasStocking@inbox.com and maybe I'll play it on the podcast. Hey, why is it always cold at Christmas? Because it's December. Do you have a funny one? You can type it or record it yourself at christmasstocking.wordpress.com. Christmas stocking is smooshed into one word, by the way. christmasstocking.wordpress.com or call 1-206-203-3557. It's a toll call for almost everybody, so make sure it's okay with whoever's in charge in the house. Or you can email it to me at christmasstocking@inbox.com. If you have any requests for topics, if you have a special story of your own to share, please go to christmasstocking.wordpress.com and share it. You can use your own voice, or you can write it in a reply, or leave a message at 1-206-203-3557. Get permission. Or email me at christmasstocking@inbox.com. This is episode 6, by the way, and some people may not know you can easily download the previous episodes. My iTunes is set to only retrieve the most recent ones, so if yours is the same way, go to my iTunes page, it's the Christmas Stocking Podcast, and just get the first 5. You can also retrieve them at christmasstocking.wordpress.com. Next time, we'll start our Christmas World Tour, looking at some ways they celebrate Christmas in Asia. I'm Lee Cameron. I have to finish putting up our outside Christmas lights and start cleaning up inside so we can decorate. I hope your celebrations are on track and that you'll be back soon for another Christmas Stocking.